Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Beis in the Arutz Kol Ois V'Hador edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Tes, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues the series of Ein Bein. We're comparing two things that are almost the same. Ein Bein Sfarim L'Tfilin U'Mezuzos. There's no difference between Sefer Torah and Tfilin U'Mezuzos. Ela Sha'Sfarim Nichtovim B'Chol Lashon. The Sefer Torah you can write in every language. Tefillin mezuzos can be written only in Lashon HaKodesh, and has to be, the ksav has to be ashuris, as we'll see in the Gemara, which that is the ksav of the Torah. Even Sefer Torah, you can't write any language, has to be written in Greek only. So the Gemara ktiv, talk about Dora Palogo, before they rebelled. So it says, what does it mean? They spoke in 70 languages. So what does it mean? Explain to Reb Chaim, they understood each other, even though they had different languages. The other one says, the language they spoke was Lashon HaKodesh. So come on, time back up. You have to look him liyefes for each kamer lishem. Shem the brim b'lashoyin shel yefes be'ohaloi shel shem. And the remez is that we have other languages that could be written in the Torah. From here, you learn you could translate the Torah. Now the Gemara mentioned yefes. The Gemara goes on to tell me the list of different nations that are mentioned in the Torah. Says the pasuk says bnei yefes goyimer umagog umadai v'yovan v'tuval u'mesher v'tiras. Who are these nations? The Gemara says goyimer is germamiel. Mentioned here in the Mefarshim, we're talking about Germany. Magog is Goisio. Modai Keshmu. We know what it is. It's the nation of Madai. Yovon is Afsus. Tuvol is Vasanio. Meshech is a nation called Musayo. Tiros or Simonoi Omer, it's Paras. Vibon Amri, it's Tarko. Uvnei Goyim, another pasuk. Uvnei Goyim Ashkenaz, Verifos, Tugarmo, what is that? Is Asio, Vehadios, Vigamar Nikayo. Ubnei Yovon, what is that? Where the pasuk says Ubnei Yovon Elisha v'Sarshish Kiti Medudanim. So that is Alastarim Avio v'Dar Denayo. Chaim points out that we had four different nations mentioned in the pasuk, and we're translating only three of them. V'Esaridi, what is that? That's Rodus. V'Tatzimri, that's Chemetz. V'Chamosi, that's Chemes. Ad Losha, until this place called Losha. V'Zorim, what is that? Ad Kloro. Avidu Mosholoimer. The fact that we said you have to look in liyefes, from here you know that you could translate the Torah. So the Gemara, Omar, Rav Yonis on the Beis Guvrin, Arbol Lashonis Noim Shishtamesh Behem Oilam. There's four languages that are good to be used in different cases. Ve'eluhem, Laz, the Loshon Laz, Lezemer, for singing. That's Greek, Rav Chaim says. Roimi, the language of Rome, Lekrav, for war. Sursi, the language of Sursi, is Le'elios, for a kino. And Ivri is the dibur, to use Loshon Ivri to talk. Loshon Ashuri is the right, the nicest one, the most perfect one, to write in order to have the ksav that you're going to be using. Second one goes on and explains, Ashuri, yesh lo ksav ein lo loshon. It has a type of handwriting, but it does not have a Loshon. It doesn't have a language, because the language is taken from other languages. Ivri, which is Loshon HaKodesh, yesh lo Loshon v'ein lo ksav. He has his own Loshon, but doesn't have the ksav. So bochru lehem, so Am Yisrael chose ksav Ashuri v'loshon Ivri, meaning we're using the ksav of Ashuri and the language of Ivri. V'lam nekra shmo Ashuri, why is it called Ashuri? Shu me'ushu b'ksov, is the best ksav that we have. Omar v'levi, el shem shol lo b'yodom me'ushu. Another explanation, it came from Ashur. So gomor tanya b'yisrael meru ya ezro shetinosen toiru al yodoy. Really, the Torah should be given by Ezra. Ela shekod mordor Moshe, but Moshe came first. Av bishol nisna Torah al yodov, even though he did not bring the Torah. Avu nisan ksav elosh al yodoy. But the ksav and the loshon came through him. Meaning the ksav was changed, because we're going to use ksav ashuri. Once they came from Babel, they changed the ksav, as we'll see in a moment. And the loshon also, the loshon they chose, the loshon ivri. The Gemara brings the pasuk, it says, v'ksav ha-nishtavon, that says by Ezra. What does it mean, Nishtavon, that it changed? Kosov Aramis umeturgom Aramis. It was written in Aramaic and it was translated in Aramaic. So the main point for this pasuk is it's a different ksav. And what's the ksav that we're referring to over here? It's the ksav as Shuri, as the Gemara goes on and explains every base and every base. V'loi ke'alin ksovo lemikri. I mean, they didn't know how to read it. Melamed sheboi b'yoim nito. That was the day it was given to them, and they didn't know it. That's when they learned about it. Rav Nosson Omer, Bedetz Nitna Toiro. The Girsa of Rav Chaim is with a Reish, Ra'atz Nitna Toiro, which is the Loshon of Ever Anor. Ve'asuk Rabbi Yosi. And that's what Rabbi Yosi said, that Ezra is the one who introduced the new Ksav, the new things that came later. Rabbi Yosi Ashuris Nitna Toiro. No, the Toiro was Ashuris. But kishen nechatu nefach lem lerotz ukishazochim me'ezra nefach lem ashuris. So originally it was ashuris, and then it changed because when they did the chait, and Ezra was zoicha to bring it back to what it was before. And that's the Gemara brings psukim that you see that the ksav would change because it says in the pasuk gamayoyim magid mishne oshiv lach, or it says another pasuk kosav lois mishne atoyah zois al sefer ksav shua sui lishtanus. The mishne means it's also lishtanus. So the Gemara Shem Melozo Oimer Mishua Blozo and Parto Shema Mishua Blozo Amudoi Ksav Ashuri Nitno Atoyu. The Toyu was given Ksav Ashuri. Matayimo. How do we know that? Because it says Vove Amudim. So the Vovim, referring to the Vovim of the Toyu, Shri Vovim Shil Toyu Doimim Lamudim. It looks like a stick. That's the Vov in Loshon Ashur and Ksav Ashuri. The Vov is a straight line. Omer Belevi Mandom Bedatz Nitna Toyu. I mean, the Toyu was given a different Ksav. That Ksav, the Ayin, is Masinisim, because the Ayin, the shape of the ayin, the letter ayin in that ksav, is a circle. And he made the luchos, when you have the letter ayin, it was choros al luchos, it was engraved in the luchos. So the letter ayin, which was a circle, was mais anis, it was standing by nes. Mandoma ashur nidna toiro, so then what was standing by nes is samich mais anisim. Because samich was a full circle, so how do you have the middle of the samich stand if it's engraved? If it's engraved from one side to another. That was a mais anisim. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Chiyah b'arbo Rav Simon b'tarvayin armiyim teris ha-rishayim lo-aya lo-hei shalem v'lo-imem shalem soso. It's going to explain why are we saying that the only letters that were standing b'neis was the samich. What about the mem? So he says the hei was never closed, because meaning that the bottom line of the hei had a space in it, and the mem, which means the end of mem, was not closed as well. Ha-samech sosom. The only thing that was completely closed was the samech. So when you engrave something, the middle part should fall, unless you have a miracle. So Tanya Shem Gamliel Oimer Ava Svarim Lei Tiyu Shechtivu Elei Evonim. Shem Gamliel says that you could translate the Torah only to Greek. The proper translation that really includes whatever you need in the Torah is Greek. Burgoni Echad Bidale Maromis Mitoich Yevonis. There was this person who translated to Aramaic from a sefer that was written in Greek. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Chiyah Barbo, he said, Tirgim Akilas Hager ha-Toyu l'fnei ha-Bloz v'nei ha-Bishuo. He translated Toyu from ha-Bloz v'Bishuo ve-Kil so'oy so'y v'omru lo yef-yafi so'y b'nei ha-Odom. Meaning he translated to Aramaic and he said he did a very good job. So there's a concept of translation into Aramaic that the Gemara introduces over here. So the Gemara Avido b'Arpazi yom ha-Bishuo m'levi sho'al. The Mishnah says the difference between Svarim and Tefillin Mezuzos, and we mentioned a difference. Why are we not mentioning the following difference? The what? Svarim nichtovim b'shnei dapim, v'tefillin mezuzos ein nichtovim b'daf echot. Svarim you could write the Sefer Torah in multiple dapim, different pages. But Tefillin Mezuzos all have to be written in the same page, and our parasha is a Tefillin, each one has to be its own page. The rabbi, you can ask better. It's not only that you can write in two pages, meaning you can write it in two different columns, but you can write the Torah in two different parchments. And tefillin and mezuzah have to be all on the same parchment. So the friends and the mispresenters told Ramano, see the rabbi. Meaning, even the Sefer Torah, I can't write one column in two different parchments. Every column has to be in his own parchment. So it goes together. If I can write more than one column, I can write more than two parchments. If I can write only one column, I can write only one parchment. So really, these two questions are the same. Sefer Torah, you can write in more than one column, mainly in a few parchments. And Tefillin Mezuzah, you have to be one column and mainly one parchment. So the second question is not greater than the first question. Meaning, you said, well, even Sefer Torah, I can't write one column and two parchments. So really, these two questions are one of the same. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Yud Beis.